Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Today is the day that Jesus is going to die and conquer Satan and sin and death. And I woke up so tired. I'm like, oh, are you kidding me? The alarm goes off at 5. I do my heroic minute, right? I have this little crucifix that sits next to me. I pick it up and I kiss Jesus and I can barely open my eyes. It's like, I'm like, you know, like creaking them open. And then I do what I do in the morning. I go to the bathroom and I come back into my bed and I pray off of my YouTube channel. So it's about an hour and a half worth of prayer. And it was distracted and I was like getting kind of tired. I should have gotten up and gotten out of the bed. And then I'm just yawning and exhausted kind of all morning. I'm casting out the spirit. So I'm paying attention to why am I so overly tired? Like it's not normal. So then I say, okay, time to cast it out. So I'm going to cast out the spirit of exhaustion, of fatigue, of yawning. I mean, I was yawning every other 5-10 seconds. It was insane. And they didn't flee from me. There's another one, chronic fatigue. And I'll have to look up the other ones. But these are typically the ones that I go to in terms of casting out. Maybe you have depression, something like that. It didn't matter. It wasn't anything that was coming from the outside. I wasn't being attacked from any evil spirits. So then I just kept thinking about how tired Jesus must be today. That all night long, he was kept in a jail. You know, I mean, I don't know if you've watched The Passion of the Christ. They took him at night. This was illegal. He didn't have a regular process of judicial processing. You know, you could kind of look at what's going on today. Do we have a legal system that works justly? You know, where the woman of justice has a blindfold on and the scales are equal? Yeah, not the case. You might be thinking, why are you bringing politics into this girl? It's Good Friday. It's religion. But no, that's exactly what happened. Politics got brought in. Pontius Pilate was saying, look, I find no wrong in what this guy did. And then the Jews who were smattered around in the crowd, riling them up, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but Caesar. This is life. And I'm not saying it's politics and religion, but isn't that funny that in America, we have been taught, we have been brainwashed to not talk about religion or politics. Why? Oh, because it might offend someone. Well, aren't you offended by looking at bloody, gory pictures of Jesus, the most innocent man, God himself, who was abused and tortured by people to the point of literal death? They had to stop scourging him because they were going to kill him before they even hung him on the cross. So I looked up, right? I shared a picture of Jim Caviezel on my social media, which is where he's absolutely bloody. It is my screensaver. Lots of people, my brother one time, my older brother, grabbed my phone thinking it was his because we have the same droids. And of course, he made the picture, you know, woke up the phone and there was Jesus. And he goes, whoa, well, that's not my phone, you know, but that's the point. How often do we think of Jesus bloodied and scourged and because of us and our sins, what we've done? I know I have caused so many of his wounds. And I didn't even know that Jesus died for us on the cross for our sins. This is how uncatechized I was. I just went to CCD on Saturdays just to get out of it, right? I'm in my soccer uniform. I can't wait to go play. I'm just not even paying attention. How do I not know why Jesus died for us and why he was crucified? So anyway, back to me being tired, I just turned around and I looked up at God in the sky, right? Basically looking at the ceiling of my house. And I said, Lord, I unite this tiredness to you on the cross. And I just kept thinking how exhausted you must be. And it's not even 3 o'clock yet. You know, you haven't hung on the cross for 3 hours. Like, oh my Lord, what is my problem? You know? And the tiredness is gone. Uniting our suffering to Jesus on the cross is the way to put it all in perspective. You know what I'm saying? So I got dressed and I started moving around and I still have to pray my rosary and I'm going to pray my deliverance prayers. But ultimately, it's all about embracing our own crosses and saying, I'm going to do it anyway. So today on Good Friday, I ask all of us to talk about Jesus, to post some difficult pictures on social media, if you're on social media, to show Jesus how much we love him, to stand up against not speaking about religion and politics. Look at where that's gotten us, at least in America and probably across the whole world. Because these are the things that matter. We go to our belief system. Our belief system is what should drive our vote. Because policies impact communities. Communities impact us directly. And then, of course, the culture of our entire country. Our state, let's even start with the state first and then blow it out to the country. Because we do have some states that are governed by people who don't have the same belief system that we have. And I bet there's a lot of you out there saying, well, I can vote, but my vote doesn't count because they go ahead and cheat anyway. So that's the cards that we've been dealt. And I can tell you, in the state of Illinois, where I live, I have lived that my entire life since I've been smart enough to know and get into politics and understand what's going on. I see it. But so do a lot of other people. So we have to stand up. We have to be the one in the crowd, not saying crucify him because everybody else is saying it, but saying, no, save him. He's the king of the world. He is God. He is coming to save our souls. I remember when I first started my ministry, it was kind of scary getting on out there because Jesus is not meant to be bringing peace to the world. He is bringing division. It's biblical. He's the two-edged sword. He's going to divide mother against daughter and father against son-in-law and all that. You know, we can go through all the different ways that families are going to be tore up. But we have to stand for something, or we will fall for anything. So on this Good Friday, how are you going to stand up for Jesus today? Are you going to talk to your family about it? Are you going to post something on social media? Are you going to say God bless you to people out that you meet as you're running around doing your errands? Are you going to fast? How are you going to show Jesus to yourself in your internal soul, as well as to everybody else who may not even know him, who may hate him because of what they've been taught? I was a confirmed Catholic. That means that I went through all the schooling, I received baptism, my first communion, and then confirmation as a teenager, which is when the Holy Spirit is supposed to blow up in us, where we're supposed to explode with the love of God. And yeah, I didn't have that because I wasn't interested. I believed in the culture, and all I was about was the stuff that was on TV and pop culture. I was sucked in to exactly what Satan wanted me to be involved in. My parents never talked about Jesus, Catholicism, God, never. And I really wish they did, but I had to live my life the way that I live my life up until 42 years old when I went into confession after being away from confession and the church for 26 years, and God took over. It changed my life. And then I couldn't stop talking about confession and Jesus. And I didn't even understand the Catholic faith at that time. I just wanted people to feel like the way that I felt at that moment for weeks, for days. And honestly, that joy really never got sucked away. I just kept diving in and learning more and learning more. And I'm still learning every single day. I'm learning something about God, the Bible, the Catholic faith, and how I can continue to walk this path easier and easier and easier the more I pour myself into his precious wounds. I think Jesus is interesting because not a lot of people want to think about the bloody Jesus who has all of these wounds from his scourging and these massive nails in his hands and feet and his side pierced with that lance. We like to think of the pretty Jesus and the loving Jesus and the Jesus that's going to bring everybody into heaven with him. We love that Jesus because most of the people that love that Jesus don't change their life because they just think, well, I believe in Jesus, so I'm going to be saved. We have to conform, and we have to stick up for him, and we have to teach our children and our family and the friends that we have and whoever else by our life, really. Not a lot of people want to talk about God. I have a few friends. Thank you, Lord. I've got a lot of friends, actually, but I'm talking about a few friends that aren't in the Catholic Church around my community. People that are on the journey and are being challenged with their life, and we've had some deep conversations, and that's the stuff that matters. Because in the end, it isn't about the house that you're buying and the decorating and things like that. It's about your soul. And I want everybody to be in heaven. Okay, so today, can we stick up for Jesus and do something and introduce him in a way to our family through our love? We don't necessarily have to be like, well, kids, let's sit down and talk about Jesus. But we should bring Jesus into Easter. It's not about the candy and the, you know, Easter eggs in the Easter basket, especially if you have little ones in your life, they need to know that Easter is about Jesus. And so let's bring that today. Let's remind people why Jesus died for us, because I wish, looking back, that I knew that. I didn't know that for like 42 years of my life. How can someone call themselves Christian when we don't even know the whole purpose of Jesus coming onto this earth, which is to kill Satan's plan of sin and death for us? So sad. And don't be surprised if some of the people that you may talk to don't know that either, especially on this day. And I never understood, why is it Good Friday when Jesus is dying and being beaten to a bloody pulp? It's good because he conquers sin and death. And we have a couple days, 3 days, you know, it's actually from Thursday night at midnight until Sunday night. That's 3 days till Jesus resurrects himself. And that is the happiest day ever, because the world was impacted by Jesus's death. And the resurrection, it is the biggest event in human history. This is why the Bible has people and dates and times, because the Bible is the most scrutinized book ever. And Jesus is the most written about man ever. Yes, he was man, and he was God. This is why in the Catholic Church, if you listened to my long podcast yesterday, why we don't hold up the Eucharist, Jesus, excuse me, we don't hold it up and say, here is Jesus. No, we say this is Christ, because Christ is his divine name. Jesus was his given name to his human nature. So let's go to him today with whatever we've got going on, the good, the bad, the ugly. Let's offer it to him. If you're having a spectacular day and you woke up with all this energy and you cannot wait to dive in to what today is all about, then offer that to him too. I think we forget to thank Jesus for those beautiful days that we have. Thank you. And then if you had a morning like me where you're like, oh, the last thing I want to do is get out of this bed, offer it up and then start thinking about all he did for us. By the way, we should be doing this beyond Good Friday, period. We should be doing this every day. But today in particular, let's stick up for him. Let's help people go to him. Why? Why do you want to turn to him? What does he do for us? My kids are coming here tomorrow. They're bringing their girlfriends. I had them watch a couple videos because I pulled this one on them. I said, okay, you guys have always all asked me, what can you do for me? You could watch these two videos and then we'll talk about it when you're here on Saturday. Whatever it takes, people, you know, to get your kids to get out of their pop culture life and to dive into something more spiritual in nature. What did I share with them? I shared them the Zachary King story. And I'm interviewing him today at 5. So I'm going to scoot out, go to the 3 o'clock Good Friday Veneration of the Cross. By the way, those who are Catholic, if you go to the 3 o'clock service, you will receive the Eucharist. But there is no mass. There is no consecration of the host. So, in other words, the priest does not have to, with his ordained hands, consecrate the host. Do that transubstantiation, Eucharistic prayer, converting that bread into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. Why? Because he's already on the cross. Today, he is the sacrifice. It's his day. So we do receive communion. Okay. Anyway, back to the video. Wait, I was talking about going to the service, and then I'm going to interview Zachary King. Who is Zachary King? Zachary King is a former high wizard. He was a high wizard, is like one of the most powerful Satanists out there. And he did a lot of spells and curses and magic, he calls it, magic with a K at the end, not a C. And we're going to talk about the evil in the world, what we need to be aware of, what we need to be aware of with our children and what they're exposed to. How can we fight it? I mean, up until I think he was in his 40s, he was doing this, and high-powered people came to him to cast spells. I'll share one of them with you. The three top networks. So this is before cable. He was a high wizard back in, what, the late 80s and the 90s. So think about it back then. There really wasn't a lot of homosexual people on TV, you know? I mean, you did have some things that were out there that were blatantly witchcrafty stuff. I mean, think of Bewitched, you know? Hello. That was such a cute little show, but in the end, it was basically teaching people to go search for magic and go somewhere other than God. So we had a few of those things. They weren't too blatant, and people thought they were quite innocent. Now you look at the TV today, and oh my goodness, I mean, it's in your face, the evil and the sex and all of that kind of stuff. But what had happened was he was paid, I don't remember how much, but it was quite a lot, or his coven was paid, or his, not his coven, I think it was the World Satan people. I'll clarify it today on my interview, but bottom line, they paid him a whole lot of money to put a curse that they would put homosexuals in sitcoms and in TV series, and not just put them in there, but make them be the most loved and revered people. So the favorite aunt or the favorite gay uncle that everybody loved. And when he heard this, he kind of laughed at that, thinking, are you kidding me? Because it really wasn't mainstream. It wasn't in your face. It was kind of shunned. And now, look at it out there. Now it's even worse with transgenderism. And you can't get away from it. I don't even watch the TV. This house has not had a TV on in, I don't know, probably since my husband has passed. And when my mom and my brother were here, maybe they turned on the TV a little bit. But other than that, that TV stays off. I am either in silence or I'm listening to some sort of a podcast. I control what I put in my ears and what I see. And when my husband and I were watching TV, because we would sit at the island in the kitchen. This is when we would have our couple of drinks before I would, you know, start dinner. And we couldn't get away from homosexuality and transgenderism, always in your face, in your face. Even my husband would say, this is over the top. And I'm like, yeah. I go, that's why I hate watching TV. Anyway, let's stick up for Jesus today. Let's introduce him to a couple of people through the way that we love people. And let's make sure that we bring him up throughout these next 3 days to educate our kids, our neighbors, our friends, our coworkers about what this is all about. Don't assume that they know. Remember, I was a confirmed Catholic. That means that I got the ding, you have gone through all the schooling, you know it all kind of thing. That is so far from the truth. And if you've never really brought God up in your family or your life, then now is the time. Have those conversations. Open up the door. even say, hey, is there anything that you want to ask me about God? Okay, back to my Zachary King. If you could pray for me, that would be great, because I really want to dive in so that we can see how people are dabbling in this stuff, what it can do to your soul, and whether or not we have had witchcraft on us, or spells, or curses. What are ties? How do we break them? This is soul ties that happen when we sleep with someone outside of sex. We have sex with someone outside of marriage. We have soul ties with that person. We have to break those and give them back what we took, and ask the Lord to give back what we gave or what they may have taken from us. It could have even been a forced sexual act, not one that we were quote unquote willing. And I say quote unquote willing because I know so many times that I slept with people, I was wasted. Did I do it on my free will? Or did I do it because I was drunk and I was seduced, or I wanted that guy to like me? If I was sober, I wouldn't be doing that. Okay, now I'm getting on other topics. And you all have to go venerate Jesus today. Love him, share him, stick up for him. Wear your faith on your sleeve, on your face, on what you say today and how you act. Do that every day, but today in particular. Okay, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, Jesus, 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 thank you. Thank you for coming into our hearts, into our minds, into our souls, into our bodies, making us aware that who we are, all of that put together, is because of you. Because the Holy Trinity, God the Father, you, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, have given us life. And our purpose and mission is to conform ourselves to you, and then to bring others to you. That is the meaning of life. You have showed us through the Triduum, these 3 days that we are going to walk with you, that is the purpose and meaning. So that on this earth, which is just a drop in the ocean of time, that we can do good, we can pass your word on, we can love our neighbors as ourselves, but we can only do that when we put you first. And when we talk to you all day, when we have great things that happen, we give credit to you. When we have bad things that happen, we give credit to you. Because there's a reason that these things are happening in our life. And we want to suffer with joy. You, Lord, on this day, took on all of our sins for the love of us. You hugged your cross and you kissed it as you were dragging it up to Calvary. It has been written through some saints that the most sore wound that you had, the one that hurt the most, was your shoulder, carrying that heavy cross. And yet you tell us to ask you to carry our crosses with you so that our burden is light. And when we do, it's true. We can keep in perspective what's going on in our lives and look at you bloodied and wounded on the cross. Thank you for giving us that perspective. May we be filled with love today, because you were, even in all of your suffering and pain. No matter what is going on in our life, we can turn to you and know how loved we are. Know how much you love us, that you died for us, that you saved our souls from death, that you have taken the scales off of our eyes so that we can see the truth about the world, about the lies that the ruler of the world, your nemesis, Satan, has convinced us makes us happy. It's not money or power or fame. It's you. So we take this time today to just pour our hearts out into you and thank you and love you and speak about you because you deserve it. Mary, take our left hand with your beloved spouse. Take our right. Guardian angel, please protect us and lead us. All you holy angels and saints and archangels, protect us in this battle because Satan is going to want us not to talk, not to love, and to be afraid of what other people think of us when we stick our hearts out there for Jesus. So help us to be brave, just like you, Jesus, when you faced all of this from Good Friday to Easter. We love you with all our hearts. Please, every holy army and the souls in purgatory, pray for us that we can be bright beacons of light of how life can be beautiful, no matter what, no matter what circumstances happen around us, with you, Jesus. Right now, let's pray for those souls in purgatory who have not yet been cleansed, ready and waiting. Their biggest pain, according to the saints, is that they are not with God, but they are happy because they are going to be there one day soon. Let's pray for all of those by name who have gone before us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Ah, in your holy, loving, sacrificial name, Jesus, we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Whew, wow, sorry. But it gets a little emotional for me when I think about all that he has done for me. For the joy that I have in my heart, even though my husband is not here. How he's healed me from turning to worldly things like drugs and alcohol. People, I am in my house all the time by myself. I have bottles of wine here. I'm not kidding. There has to be 12, 13 bottles of wine in my house. I have zero desire for it. I do. I found a whole tub full of leaves. People were saying, geez, that's a lot of pot that you poured down the toilet. Well, my husband and I grew little pot plants. We had two pot plants, and that was the harvest from it. So there was a lot of pot that came out of there. We just, put them in pots on our deck, and our neighbors didn't even know. Anyway, I found a tub of leaves. They get you high. They don't taste that great, but they do get you high. They're still sitting there. I mean, I have so much to be grateful for, even though if I were not with Jesus, if I did not have faith, if I didn't believe that my husband, through prayer, was saved. I know he's in purgatory. I don't think he shot right into heaven. But I have to say that I would be in the corner with my pot, with my wine. I don't know what I would do. this is why I cry. And it's not just because of what he's done recently. It's because what he's done over these last 11 years on Easter is my 11th year anniversary walking back into the Catholic Church. He's done so much. And I think that's another thing that we should do, is look back on our lives, the horrible times in our lives where we've had the worst situations, and how we turn to him and he takes that cross and he makes it lighter. We shouldn't be asking for our cross to be taken away. We should be asking for us to accept the cross. Blessed, I think it's Edward Pope. He's not quite a saint yet. He's blessed, so he's gone through one of the two things that he has to do. So for those of you who don't know, how do you become a canonized saint? You have to, number one, have miracles happen through your prayers and intercession. So people would say, oh, Father Pope, would you please pray for blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, miraculously, grandma is no longer sick and they give credit to him, type of thing. But they have to prove it. And the Catholic Church does not use people in the church to do this proving. As a matter of fact, they go to people like Satanists and atheists and scientists to, I don't know if they go to Satanists, to be honest, but I know that they go to atheists and people who are not believing in God to prove these miracles happen. And it has to be many. So there needs to be two. So first, you go through the first cycle and then you become blessed. And then the second cycle, you become a saint. So this guy isn't a saint yet, but this is what he says. The weight of the cross that you have is cut in half when we fully accept it. The weight of your cross is cut in half when we fully accept it. That's the walk, people. It's accepting our sufferings, uniting it to Jesus on the cross today, and saying, help me. Help me to accept this. And we have to know that life here is short, and it's worth every pain, every suffering. All right, now this is getting long, and I was just, going to do a short one. But this girl can talk, as you know. Okay, today, let's do it for Jesus. He deserves it, right? Whatever that is in your life, you know, you've already been thinking about it as we've been going through this podcast, you know? What can I do today to better shout to the world about the love of Jesus and the salvation? Okay, all right. Find something more with God. I mean, really, that's the whole thing. And it's soul, mind, and body. So pick one of those, one area in both of those, and focus on that today. And have a blessed and inspired Good Friday.